Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Flush the Format Friday. Your throwbacks absolutely all morning long. Thanks to Matt's Automotive Service Center. Your picks at 237. It's tax 35270. Those same numbers if you want to reach out and give some feedback to Playhouse family member Haley, who wants to throw something the way in group therapy today at the Playhouse family. Hello.
Well, my husband and I are expecting a baby, and we're really excited because we just found out it's a boy.
There you go. Congrats.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day.
But we do have a little bit of a problem. We're trying to find a name, and it's really kind of a struggle because we don't want a name that's already been used, if that makes sense.
It doesn't at all. What's going on?
Well, we have an 8-year-old cat, and his name's Peter. And we love that name, and that's why we named our cat Peter. But, you know, we really, every time we go back to names, we're like, gosh, we really like the name Peter, but I don't know if we can have a cat named Peter and our baby named Peter. You know what I mean?
I mean, the cat will die eventually, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean,
true.
I think it would be kind of weird, right? Because you know, cats live forever, and you know, he's 8, but you don't know how long they're going to live, and I just wonder if I'm just being ridiculous, and it's okay to name your cat and your baby the same name. Have other people in Fargo done this? I guess that's my question.
Well, there's going to be that weird overlapping time where you would have a cat named Peter and a baby named Peter. I mean, you could call the baby like Petey or something, I guess, for a while.
I think if you're going to name the baby Peter, that's the same name as your cat, you got to call the cat something else.
But the cat's 8.
Do cats really know their name?
I mean, I don't know.
Ziggy
really
does not
person.
Come when I call him Ziggy. He looks at me and lays down and just looks back off.
Maybe you could just start calling him something different.
Yeah, maybe you change the cat's name. I know he's 8 years old, but come on. I think, honestly, you should just come up with a different name for your child. There are hundreds of names. And then if I was that child and I was growing up with a cat with the same name, I'd be like, cool, Mom and Dad, you named me after the cat.
What is the life expectancy of your average cat? That is a question I have, because eventually it will just be you and your guy and your son, Petey. Peter.
They could live 12 to 15 years.
So maybe this kid gets to kindergarten and there's still the cat running around who's also Peter. I think you're okay. I'd name your kid Peter if you like the name so much. What's the matter with the cat's name?
Just get a different name. That's what I think. You can't. If I found out my parents had a cat named Amy and then they named me Amy, I would be so upset.
Where'd my name come from? Well, we had this cat. We just, a Siamese, just beautiful.
Yeah.
Your eyes reminded me of the cat.
Yeah, I would be upset. Get a different name. I don't think you need to.
Well, they like the name. You're not named after the cat, right?
They
just like the name.
But there's so many other names. Get on the internet, find a different one.
I think you go ahead and just use the name Peter if you like the name Peter so much. Obviously, you like it. That's why you named your cat Peter in the first place.
I would never name a child Ziggy.
Well, I mean, that's not a great example either. Peter's at least a people name.
I guess. That's why you never name animals people names.
I wonder if that's a common problem where people use a name that they'd rather use for their baby.
They name their dog Emma, and then they have a baby girl and they want to name her Emma.
So here's the problem. Maybe you just got in your car. So Playhouse family member Haley has always liked the name Peter, and that is why she named her cat Peter. The cat is now 8 years old. Well, now they got a baby boy on the way, and they're kicking around names, and they keep landing back on, well, why not Peter? And the only problem is that they currently have this 8-year-old cat named Peter. Would you pick a different name? Would you call the cat something different? Would you just let them both be Peter until the cat's, you know, unfortunately no longer with us? 237, it's text 35270. Ace of Base. Don't turn around. Playhouse, flush the Format Friday. Playhouse, Y94, your next cash code with Case Industrial Fargo. And Y94 is going to be at 8, 10, and 10 minutes after the hour, every hour, all day. Your shot at free money every 60 minutes with Y94's cash code. 7:25 in the morning in the middle of group therapy, getting some feedback for Playhouse family member Haley. Here's a 30-second recap of her conundrum.
Well, my husband and I are expecting a baby, and we're really excited because we just found out it's a boy. But we do have a little bit of a problem. Well, we have an 8-year-old cat, and his name's Peter. And we love that name, and that's why we named our cat Peter. But, you know, we really, every time we go back to names, we're like, gosh, we really like the name Peter, but I don't know if we can have a cat named Peter and our baby named Peter, you know what I mean?
Is there not something for children called Pete the Cat? I feel like my kids have read a book or something called Pete the Cat.
I'm not sure. I just think about this. If they choose the name Peter and you tell like your family, your friends, and they're like, oh, what'd you name the baby? Peter. Oh, like your cat? You don't think people would say that?
Probably, but if you like the name, the cat's only around for so long. The problem resolves itself eventually.
In a few years.
Unless you have one of those miracle cats that lives to be like 20 or something.
That's true.
I guess that's a possibility. Were people liking the idea of using the same name for the cat and the baby?
Honestly, it's pretty split. Someone said just pick a different name. Someone else said perhaps they could call one of them Petey or Pete and the other Peter. Someone else said I think they should just choose a different name. I mean, we let our children name our cat, and I couldn't imagine naming my kid Pontoon.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you got a cat with a weird name like Pontoon.
I guess that's true. Someone said if you had a first child named Peter, you wouldn't name a second child Peter. So pick a different name.
I mean, I guess if you're going to put the cat and the baby on exactly the same level.
It's your fur baby and then your baby baby.
Yeah. What if he called the baby Peter and he called the cat Pete the Cat?
You could do that. And what if you change the cat's name to like Peanut, something like Peter?
Come here, Peanut.
I don't know. More of a cat name, not a human name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, something that isn't like directly a human name. Mm-hmm. You're not going to meet a guy named Peanut, probably.
I don't know, though.
I guess it's entirely plausible you might. It seems to be like a 50-50 split, I would say, Haley. I really do think if you like the name, you're set on the name, and you like no other names, there's options for you. I don't think you can hardly call them each Peter, though. That'd
Someone
be weird.
Has a good one. Change name. Parker is a good option. Like Peter Parker, Spider-Man. I wonder if they did that on purpose.
There you go. That would definitely be an option. Is Parker for the baby or for the cat?
I think it's for the cat. It has to be. Or no, for the baby. Change name. Parker is a good option.
Okay. Yeah, definitely not a bad idea. There's lots of, honestly, Parker's probably a little bit more 2021 than baby Peter anyway.
I like that name, Parker. That's a good one.
Yeah. Now there's going to be a whole bunch of Parkers that are born the next couple of months.
I almost want to steal that name.
I thought you were naming your kid Wilder.
I'm having six.
Oh, okay. So you got Wilder and Parker?
So far.
It'd be weird when they're all girls. Those would each work for girls pretty well.
I guess I could too.
Little baby girl Peter, maybe not.
Yeah. I like, think about a different name where you spin it off of Peter, maybe.